For example, my dad had a job before he had bought the farm, and he used to rent them, trying to get money to make enough money to rent a farm. He used to work for an uncle, and the uncle lived at a big farm, which is now a centre for conferences out near South Cave. And he was sent as a young man, hired out to this uncle, but this uncle turned out to be a drunkard and a bully. And my daddy used to say, well, I'll get my own back to himself. And every time he was feeding the pigs, he used to say, the little one's dad, you know. And the uncle says, aye, all right, sling it on the muck heap. But my daddy used to keep it and keep one or two others and rear him himself out of the food that was for the general use. And then when he went with a horse and trap to Beverley Market, he used to take his own and sell them. And the uncle found out and sacked him. And to get revenge, he asked the old country people how to get his revenge back. And he says, well, you know that stallion that they have? He says, everybody's a bit frightened of him, but your dad could handle him. My dad could handle him. And they said, put some stuff in his food and frighten the new groom to death, which they did. Which, how true it is, I do not know, but all they did was mix some urine with the stallion's food, and he went mad, and the new man disappeared, and that was my dad's revenge. When we lived in the bungalow, sorry, am I speaking too loud? I have a voice like my dad. When we lived in the bungalow, I used to have this asthma, as I think I previously mentioned, and I got this asthma and a lot of scarring on the lungs through having several bouts of pneumonia through all this terrible smoking and different things, and probably being the first child, I think, is also something to do with it, because all my siblings are very healthy. And after four doses of pneumonia, four bouts, I had to have my tonsils out. And Dr. Foraker, as now from Patterington, his father and a colleague came to the bungalow and said I wasn't well enough to be taken to hospital, and they'd take my tonsils out there at home, which they did. And they turned something over my face like a milk gauze and put a colander over my face and dripped ether over my mouth until I passed out, and then whipped my tonsils out on the kitchen table, believe it or not. I'm sure there'll be records of it somewhere, and I do remember that. Anyway, leaving that apart for now, I didn't recover very well, although I've lived a good, reasonably healthy life and been self-employed now for nearly 40 years, with driving schools and what I'm doing now as a restorer. We did actually lose the farm because I was the oldest and couldn't take it on, and there's a little bit of a story there that I won't go into, but it's all been sold up now. Anyway, I also, unfortunately, through having asthma and all these things, suffered dyslexic problems, which of course they didn't know anything about in them days. So I didn't manage to make the best of what would have been a lovely education. I did actually like Holland. I adored Withernsea. I loved going to Withernsea school. I loved going to my aunties and granddad's for my dinner when I was off school. I used to love going along the promenade on a pair of roller skates. And I used to love going along the breakers and slipping off and getting wet at dinner time and getting into trouble. And I liked Withernsea High School. And I did manage at one time to achieve quite a good standard of education, because they were very good teachers. And I did used to like doing their sort of lovely writing, joined together loops. And then when we moved to Market Wheaton, they changed it all to italics. And needless to say, I lost a lot of interest. And I'd hated the secondary school we went to. And what I really resent is, we were supposed to move from Holland to Market Wheaton because it would help my asthma, so we moved from the Sea Rocks, and I'm afraid that was a terrible mistake and an awful myth, and I'd love to still go back. And goodness knows what would have happened if we'd stayed there.